This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Maryland Delegate Donald Dwyer, who represents Anne Arundel County in the 31st District of the Maryland State House. He is a leading opponent of legislation currently supposed to pass the State Senate this evening that would legalize gay marriage in the state of Maryland. And Delegate Dwyer is with us now to explain how it's gotten this far and what the plans are for traditional marriage forces if, in fact, this becomes law. And, sir, it's good to have you back.
Well, thank you so much. Let me just say this. They're actually going to vote that bill this evening. We don't know what time they'll get done the floor arguments, but there is the report that it will get voted out of the Senate tonight. One significant change is that they have changed the title of the bill. Originally, the bill was entitled Religious Freedom and Civil Marriage Protection Act. And as a result of yesterday's Senate floor action, it is now simply called Civil Marriage Protection Act. The reason is that even the sponsors realized the deception in the term religious freedom, because this bill does not provide for true religious freedoms and is still plagued with several problems for businesses, for Christian organizations, Christian schools, in regards to how they might be charged with discrimination in regards to this latest event in Maryland.
Let's go through those quickly, each of them. First of all, in terms of religious freedom, the legislation says that religious institutions, churches, synagogues, so forth, don't have to perform gay marriage ceremonies. Supporters of the legislation say this now gives them the option to if they'd like to. But talk about further on what religious freedoms you believe are at stake here, whether it's preaching against homosexuality from the pulpit or anything else.
Well, sure. What we have are examples from other states. We have examples out of Massachusetts and some of what's taken place there as well as other states, where there's even been some court arguments where individuals have been charged but never found guilty of discrimination because, as you know, in this country, there is no prohibition on filing a lawsuit against anyone. So there are people who have had to defend themselves in court. Specifically, there was an instance where a photographer was approached by a gay couple to do a wedding photography. And the photographer had a religious objection and said, no, you know, I just can't do that. But I can refer you to somebody else that would be more than willing to do that. The wedding went on. The photographs were taken by another contractor. But lo and behold, the homosexual couple still filed discrimination charges against the photographer. So those are the kind of things that this bill in its current language, current form, does not address and provide any protections for. So that's the reason that I believe, in all honesty, that the religious freedom portion of the title was stricken from the bill yesterday. Again, it does look like this bill is going to pass. There was some additional language added, such as pertaining to singuary relationships, such as grandparents, parents, children or siblings, and grandchildren cannot intermarry. And I don't know what the nexus was that actually brought that to light as to why that needed to be brought into the legislation. But they got very specific, for example, grandparents' spouses, spouses' grandparent, parents' siblings, step-parents are all prohibited from intermarrying. You know, we've always recognized that interrelational marriages are not healthy and are prohibited by law, but now, as a result of one of the amendments, they've listed that in the bill specifically.
Let's shift to education now, Delegate Dwyer. What would change in Maryland schools if this becomes law?
Again, you know, we don't have to look far. We simply can look to the north of our state, to Massachusetts, and realize what has been done in regards to public education. We also can look in Montgomery County, Maryland, where they're now teaching homosexuality in high schools. One of the arguments is well, it's only permitted in a high school, Delegate Dwyer. Why are you so concerned? Well, because once we recognize that it can be taught in a high school, what's to keep it from being taught in middle school and even elementary school and even in kindergarten? And again, we can look around the country and we can see that this is the case, that it is being taught in different varieties and different ways and flavors. But you remember all the controversy about Heather Has Two Mommies. There's a lot of children's books that are printed today and in circulation, trying to basically provide a neutrality for this issue to get children to understand that they should experiment with their sexuality and that there's nothing wrong with homosexual tendencies.
Well, as we mentioned before, there should be a final vote in the Maryland Senate tonight on this. One of the last test votes leading up to this final debate was a vote of 25-22 to advance to this final debate and final vote this evening. A relatively close vote, and a lot of the articles I've read suggest that a number of Republicans are, in fact, behind this. Is that a change from previous debates, or are there just a number of liberal Republicans who have always been supportive of this?
Well, you know, there's definitely one Republican who stepped down from leadership on the Senate side to support this piece of legislation. I can pretty much assure you on the House side that that is not the case. I don't think there will be one Republican that will support this piece of legislation if and when it comes out to the House floor. I can assure you that in the House Judiciary Committee, not one Republican will vote for it, and there will probably be several Democrats who will vote against it. And honestly, I'm hoping that one of the sponsors, or maybe even two of the bill sponsors, after hearing the testimony tomorrow in the House, may in fact give up their vote and may not support the bill. That's what I'm hoping for. It is a long shot. We're probably going to have this debate on the House floor with 141 members sometime within the next week and a half, and I actually look forward to that debate.
In our last conversation a couple of weeks ago, Delegate Dwyer, you mentioned that this is going to end up as a referendum before Maryland voters in the fall of 2012, on the same day that we're voting for president and Congress and all sorts of other offices. Explain that process a little bit more, and explain to our listeners, in the intervening time, if this becomes law, is it put on hold until voters have their say, or does it take effect even though voters haven't weighed in on it?
Sure, let me explain that. First of all, in Maryland, we don't have the ability to do a proposition like they did in California. In Maryland, what we can do is the voters can nullify or cancel out an action by the legislature if they collect enough signatures within a limited period of time. The number of signatures is just around 56,000 signatures would have to be collected by the end of June. Those signatures would then have to be validated by the State Board of Elections. And at that point, if that were the case and those signatures are valid, the piece of legislation would not go into effect and would be stayed until the 2012 election, when the public has a final vote on the issue. We cannot start collecting signatures, the referendum process here in Maryland, until the second House has taken the vote. Now, we know that the Senate is going to vote tonight on the issue, and then when the House of Delegates takes the second vote, at that point is when the time clock starts ticking in regards to us being able to collect signatures.
Very interesting. Delegate Dwyer, we thank you for your time as always, and I'm sure we'll be in touch soon as this debate moves forward.
Thanks so much. Appreciate your interest.
Maryland State Delegate Donald Dwyer represents his state's 31st Legislative District in the Maryland House of Delegates. You can find more about him online at delegatedwyer.com. You can also there find a list of current Maryland legislators and their contact information who have announced that they will vote for, at least at this point, the gay marriage legislation. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.